I want to invite you to imagine with me. And as we imagine together, I just want to invite you to sink into the space that your chest occupies in your body. And if it feels good to you, to close your eyes or put your hand on your heart or feel your feet where they are on the floor. Let's just make an attempt to feel into the space of our heart and imagine from this place in our chest, not from a brain-based place, and let's see what happens. Just take a moment, if you will, to breathe into your heart center, to feel into this center of your being here in your chest, and to just find a cadence of breathing that feels lovely to you. Think of breathing into your heart center as breathing life and creative energy into your creative being, the essence of who you are, who you came here to be. And as you breathe life into your heart and energy into this creative center, just hold that intention to sink into this deep part of you, allowing the energy to shift from your thinking brain down into your chest. Breathing life into your lungs, but breathing energy into your heart. And as we breathe energy into our heart, let's just hold with our heart the image of a rose. And this rose can be whatever color you'd like it to be. You're just gazing with your heart at a rose. And as you focus that clear intention of a rose and breathe into your heart, just let yourself relax in your heart and feel into this rose that has your attention. This feeling and breathing and breathing and feeling into our heart is magical. It engages the intelligence of our heart and this point in our body that connects us to everything. And so here we are, breathing into our heart, holding that clear intention of a rose, and just feeling into the body that we occupy here and now. And in this effort, we're engaging our heart's intelligence and the consciousness of our heart. And since everyone in this room has a heart, we're connecting to our greater heart energy that we share. That heart consciousness that unifies, connects, loves. It's wise. It's boundless. And so feeling into your heart and imagining that rose, let yourself in your imagination just bend down and smell the rose. Just smelling that beautiful, unique fragrance of a rose that's related to love and connection, beauty and nourishment. And as you smell the rose and lift your head up, just notice in your imagination that you can look around the garden that this rose is in, and you can notice that there are others there with their rose. And as you're breathing into the creative center of your heart and engaging your clear intention with your rose, noticing that there are others who also are engaged in this non-local place of our imaginary garden, see if you can feel in your heart what loving connection feels like, and just practice for a moment with your heart to feel and rehearse that emotion of connecting, loving, compassionate care, allowing your body to follow the mind, letting your body feel the emotion of love and connection and harmony. And so you can stay there if you want with your eyes closed, imagining your rose, but just notice how your body feels. Notice that your body feels different than it might when we're rehearsing thoughts that are not loving or connected, but that cause us stress and anxiety. And this power of being able to shift our awareness and our emotional state to one that's more loving and connected is with us all the time. But when we get stressed, we forget that we have this beautiful capacity to co-create space with others, to shift the space within us, and to remember that what we think has a charge, those thoughts that we're repetitiously thinking or ruminating over, have a charge and our body follows biochemically. And this is the beauty and the consciousness of our heart, that we can shift our attention away from our beautiful brain that is here to keep us safe in the world and help us make decisions, and move into the space and the consciousness of our own heart. And to remember that we're not alone. We're on a planet of millions and millions and millions and billions of loving people. And our brain will let us forget that. Our brain will pay attention to the things outside of us that are the loudest and get our attention because we've practiced or habituated that. And so this practice of coming into our heart, of taking a break and really relaxing deeply into our heart, we're tuning into a whole boundless consciousness that the brain doesn't yet know, because the brain is just something that has already experienced reality in a certain way. And when we imagine, and we dare to imagine that others are imagining the same beautiful dream that is more loving, more conscious, more connected, more abundant, more harmonious, when we dare to dream that, we are tuning into a reservoir in consciousness that is heart energy, that is actually the energy that underlies all of reality. And so as we move from thoughts that are limiting to those that are unlimiting and tune into the energy of our heart, we're unlocking a whole level of potential within us. And imagination and remembering that we have this creative capacity to imagine is the most liberating thing we can experience. Because in that state of connecting to our heart and this wellspring of heart consciousness that underlies all being, we can tune into potentials beyond anything that we might know. We're into the unknown when we're in the consciousness of the heart. And science is showing that our heart has its own nervous system. And when we do this, as we are breathing into our heart and imagining, feeling the energy of love and connection, that we're actually causing this effect in our brain that is so beautiful and profound. We see potential where we didn't before. Our cortical functioning starts to harmonize with the energy of a loving heart. It's no longer incoherently firing with the disharmonious energy of a stressed heart, but our brain is hearing a loving heart, and it starts to follow what that beautiful loving heart wants, and tuned into infinite fields of potential that we call the quantum field. The brain is now understanding there's more possibility and more potential. And so what a beautiful gift. We're all walking around with this amazing energy center in our chest that we haven't been taught how to operate. But it's this simple. We feel into our heart, we breathe into our chest, and we feel the energy of love and care and compassion. This is beautiful medicine. And what's even more beautiful than that is when we do this together, we start to change the patterns of space. What does it mean to change the patterns of space? You know what this feels like because you've been with bodies, humans, beings, pets, trees, nature, that are in harmony, and you know how you feel with that. You feel, ooh, relaxed and in love. And so we know we can do this, but we haven't been taught how to operate this beautiful instrument of consciousness that we're all living in here. And so we just did a beautiful thing with each other. We moved into the space of our heart. We changed the patterns of space, and there's medicine in this space. And this is what the Healing Garden is doing. We create space that is loving and healing, and there is some beautiful, mysterious, mystical, you could say magical, but it's not magical, it's how we're wired. When we change the space into greater harmony by practicing these, using these practices, we're actually helping each other heal and thrive. And so thank you for playing with me, playing meditation, playing heart coherence. And we hope that you take this today and remember that you have this with you all the time, and that you can influence yourself in your own inner state, and you can influence other beings in your life into greater levels of order and harmony. And so the Healing Garden is a garden, hopefully in time it will be a physical place that is a healing garden, but a garden is a place of diversity and humility and beauty and song and coherence and order and rhythm. And so how delightful is it to know that you have a garden within you, that you can move into these states and remember that you can generate more beautiful, harmonious feeling in your body, and that in doing that, it's like this beautiful social action we can always be doing to vibrate out more love from our body and influence others into greater states of love.